So today we separated this Sunday for praying for the Manipur people. And during the time of our intercessory prayer, we remembered their struggles and their lives. As church, we separated this Sunday for helping them, for keeping this aspect in our mind in various churches of the Marthoma Church. And we are collecting offertory from the believers while seeking to help them. And if you have any donation separately, you kindly offer your donation to the trustee and help them as you possible. If you are eligible to help others, God will accept your offerings and bless your life abundantly. So keep this aspect in your mind. So for today's reading and meditation, the gospel portion is taken from the gospel according to Saint John, chapter 20, verses commencing from 19 through 23. The gospel according to Saint John, chapter 20, verses commencing from 19 to 23. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Let us pray. Loving God, our Heavenly Father, as we are going to meditate your word, kindly speak through your word and empower our life and enrich our life so that we can be a faithful servant on this earth and to do our duty diligently in the upcoming days. Lord, we are unworthy people to meditate your word. Kindly equip us, empower us, and talk to us, and shower your blessings upon us so that we can do a faithful meditation in the presence of you. In your name, we hope and pray. Amen. Our Jesus Christ crucified on the cross. In this text, we witness a transformative encounter between Jesus and his disciples after his resurrection. During the time of crucifixion, the disciples, they were shattered and they were scattered and they were undergoing various kinds of the problems in their life. So after resurrection, the Jesus appeared among them and empowered them. So it reveals essential aspects of our Christian journey as we discover how Jesus prepared and commissioned his disciples for their mission. They forgot their mission. Jesus Christ called them and equipped them and enriched them by his presence and through his ministry, but they forgot about their calling. And they frightened and they feared after his crucifixion. But the Almighty God, our Lord Jesus Christ, after his resurrection, he appeared among the disciples and empowered them and equipped them for a tremendous and meaningful mission. So, as I am going to meditate from this word of God, I would like to introduce 7 words. This is not a big sermon. This is a very simple sermon. So that's why I would like to introduce you 7 words, 7 English words, starting with P letter, so that you can easily remember it in your life. So as we are going to meditate from this word of God, let us pray to God, kindly speak to us, Lord, through this word, and empower our life and commission us for a meaningful service on this earth. As your stewards and as the believers on this earth, we have to do so many ministries in our family as well as in our society, as well as in our church. So kindly equip us in our life so that we can do a good service in the future days. We have to pray to God. The first word is, starting with P, is private space. We are always seeking a private space in our life. The disciples, they also selected a private space. God called them to do a wonderful ministry in the public space. So remember and keep this aspect in your mind. God called them to do a public ministry. God empowered them to do a public ministry. But after his crucifixion, that the disciples, they were frightened and selected a private space to sit together. And they won't like to go outside to do his ministry meaningfully. They're frightened and they were sat together. While when we read these portions, we can understand that the disciples, they were sat together. After Jesus' crucifixion, disciples sought a private space. Following Jesus' crucifixion, the disciples experienced fear, grief, and confusion. They sought a private space, likely fearing persecution and uncertain about their future. And they were undergoing various kinds of the uncertainties in their life. So they selected a private space. And they forgot their duty. And they forgot about their calling. And they forgot about their commitment. And they totally forgot about their dedication. And they selected a private space. The gospel according to Mark chapter 3, verse 14. He appointed 12 that they might be with him, and that he might send them, but to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. That was the appointment given to the disciples by the Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ called them to preach, to teach, and to heal. These are the 3 dimensions of his ministry: preaching, teaching, and healing. But they forgot about the duty. And also, after his crucifixion, they selected a private space. But due to fear, they selected a private space. Jesus Christ told to the disciples, we meditated on the last Sunday, "Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed." Jesus Christ told to disciples while showing an example of the grain of a wheat. The grain of wheat cannot be in the storeroom. Storeroom is a security place, secure place. It is a safe place. If they are not ready to lose their private space, they cannot do a meaningful service. If you wanted to lead a faithful family life, you have to be ready to lose certain pleasures. Otherwise, you cannot do a meaningful family life. If you wanted to be a faithful Christian in this society, you have to be ready to lose certain things, certain pleasures. Then only you can do a meaningful life. Here, the disciples, they forgot their calling and they selected a private space. Dearly beloved in Christ, whether you are living in a private space, are you ready to lose something for the sake of the kingdom of God? Are you ready to do some duties most meaningfully, which God appointed upon you? Here the disciples totally forget about their commitment and call, and they selected their own private space. Second word, protection. What is the second word? I will ask to you, especially to the youths. Second word, what is that? Protection. They are seeking a protection. You know, protection from enemies. Jewish leaders, feeling vulnerable, the disciples longed for protection. We too often seek security in a world filled with uncertainties and dangers. However, Jesus offers us his everlasting protection, reminding us his promise. When we read the Psalm 91 verse 4, you can see, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. But the disciples, they were totally ignoring this aspect, and they sought protection from the enemies, from the Jewish leaders. Dearly beloved, in our place, in Kuttanad, you know, after harvesting the paddy field, there we can see that some crows are attacking eagle. Kaka parindine akramikinu. Not eagle to the crows. The crows are attacking eagle. Then when crows are following eagle, then eagle does not attack crows. Rather than it will fly to the high. അത് തിരിച്ചാക്രമിക്കാതെ അത് മുകളിലേക്ക് പറന്ന് ഉയരും. കാക്ക പരുന്തിനെ ആക്രമിക്കുമ്പോൾ ഈ പരുന്താണ് ശക്തിയുള്ളത്. യു നോ, ദ ഈഗിൾ ഈസ് മൈറ്റിയർ ദാൻ ക്രോ, വി നോ. ബട്ട് അറ്റ് ദ സെയിം ടൈം ദ ഈഗിൾ സെലക്ടിങ് അനദർ വേ, അത് മുകളിലേക്ക് പറന്നുയരുന്നതായിട്ട് നമുക്ക് കാണാൻ സാധിക്കുന്നു. കാരണം അതിനറിയാം, എനിക്ക് അതിലും വലിയ കഴിവ് ദൈവം തന്നിട്ടുണ്ട്. ഇതെന്നെ പുറകിന് വരുമ്പോൾ ഉയരത്തിലേക്ക് പറക്കാൻ എനിക്ക് കഴിവ് തന്നിട്ടുണ്ട്. കുറേ ദൂരം കാക്കകൾ ഈ പരുന്തിനെ ഇങ്ങനെ ഫോളോ ചെയ്യും, എന്നിട്ട് ക്ഷീണിച്ച് മടങ്ങി പോകുന്നതായിട്ട് നമുക്ക് കാണാൻ സാധിക്കും. സോ ഇൻ ദ മിഡ്സ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് അവർ സ്ട്രഗിൾസ് ആൻഡ് ഇൻ ദ മിഡ്സ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് അവർ പ്രോബ്ലംസ്, ഇഫ് യു ആർ റെഡി ടു സബ്മിറ്റ് ഓൾ യുവർ വറീസ് ഇൻ ദി ഓൾമൈറ്റി ഗോഡ്, യു ക്യാൻ ഡു എ ഗുഡ് ലൈഫ് ഓൺ ദിസ് എർത്ത്. ഈഗിൾ ഉയരത്തിലേക്ക് പറന്നതുപോലെ നിന്റെ ജീവിതത്തിൻ്റെ വേദനകളുടെ നടുവിൽ നീ ദൈവത്തിൽ സകലതും അർപ്പിച്ച് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചാൽ ദൈവം നിനക്ക് സഹായകനായി പ്രൊട്ടക്ഷൻ തന്ന് നിന്നെ നടത്തും. ദീസ് ഡിസൈപ്പിൾസ് ടോട്ടലി ഫോർഗെറ്റ് ദിസ് ആസ്പെക്ട് അബൌട്ട് ദി മൈറ്റി പവർ ഓഫ് ഹിസ് ലോർഡ് ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ആൻഡ് ദ സെലക്ടഡ് പ്രൈവറ്റ് സ്പേസ് ആൻഡ് ദ സോട്ട് പ്രൊട്ടക്ഷൻ ഫ്രം ദി ജൂയിഷ് ലീഡേഴ്സ്. പ്രൊട്ടക്ഷൻ, ദ സോട്ട് പ്രൊട്ടക്ഷൻ. Dearly beloved, they forgot about the power of Jesus Christ. Third word, path. What is that? Path. Here their path was closed. Doors were shut. And they confused, didn't know where to go and what to do. Totally their path was closed. There's no hope for the future. And they didn't know what to do and where to go. Their dreams seemed shattered as they witnessed the crucifixion of their beloved Lord. They might have thought their future was closed and their purpose lost. In times of despair, and hopelessness, we must remember that God's plan is never bad. Even when it seems like our path is closed, God is working behind the scenes. Disciples forgot this matter. Even when the path is closed, the God can work behind the scenes. He can work behind the scenes. They forgot this aspect. And God can bring about a new and a glorious purpose for our life. Jesus sent them to the world, to the different parts of the world, you know. After convicting them, Jesus Christ sent them to the different part of the world. You know. They were frightened. And they were selected a private space and their path was closed. But after some days, Jesus Christ empowered them and sent them to the different part of the world. Apostle Thomas also came here, you know, to proclaim our Lord's word. Came in India, not came here, came in India and proclaimed the Lord's word. Jesus empowered the disciples through his resurrection. And they thought that their path would have closed. But at the same time, Jesus Christ empowered them in the midst of their confusion and equipped them for a wonderful ministry in the future days. Path. Are you thinking that your path is closed? Are you worrying about the future is closed? Are you worrying about the difficulties in your life? Are you crying before the Almighty God daily for a good life? Are you confusing regarding your future life? The Almighty God is with you. His name is Emmanuel. Emmanuel, what is the meaning of that word? God is with us. We are not alone. God is with us. We are not alone. God is with us. He will empower us. And He will show His path to us to go forward, to move forward, to do our duties most diligently, which He would like. Path. Next word, P, presence. What is that? Presence. He showed His presence among them. While they were sat together at a private space and their doors were shut, but Jesus Christ showed His presence among them. Don't be afraid, I am with you. Don't be afraid, I am with you. You know, when Jesus Christ born, the angels told to the shepherds, don't afraid. When Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead, You know, Mary Magdalene wept in front of the tomb. And also then God, the angels empowered her, don't cry. You know, Jesus Christ is always showing his presence in the midst of struggles, our health issues, our problems, our worries, and our frightened situations. Jesus Christ is always ready to show his presence. Jesus miraculously appeared among them. Even the doors were shut, he miraculously appeared among them. And he walks with us through every trial and tribulations, offering the same words of peace to our troubled hearts. And he showed his presence. He wanted to seek a communion along with us. And we are experiencing his presence through the worship. And we are experiencing his presence through our holy communion. And we are experiencing his presence through prayers. And we are experiencing his presence in the midst of our day-to-day activities. Jesus Christ is silently talking to us when we meditate his word. And he has been showing his presence throughout our life situation since our birth. But are you ready to listen his word? Or are you ready to see his presence? Are you ready to accept his presence? Are you willing to ready to hear from his words? Jesus Christ showed his presence in the midst of his confusion. He showed his hands. He showed his side. Next word. Peace. What is that? It is not a chicken piece or like that. That is another piece. This piece is, what is that? Shalom. Peace be with you. When we read the gospel portions also, we are saying that peace be with you. In our holy communion, we are saying that peace be with you. Several times we are saying that peace be with you all. Because our Jesus Christ is always ready to provide his solace and comfort and peace in the midst of our struggles and problems in our life. Here also, Jesus Christ showed his presence in the midst of their confusion. Jesus showed his hands wounded hands. The real peace is the peace in the midst of our struggles. That is a real peace. Orikal ഞാനത് ഏതോ പ്രാർത്ഥനാ കൂട്ടത്തിൽ പറഞ്ഞു, ഒരു കോമ്പറ്റീഷൻ നടത്തി, ഒരു ചിത്രരചന കോമ്പറ്റീഷൻ. ആ ചിത്രരചന കോമ്പറ്റീഷനിലുള്ള വിഷയം എന്തായിരുന്നു അറിയാമോ? പീസ്. ദാറ്റ് വാസ് ദ ടോപ്പിക്. രണ്ടു പേര് പങ്കെടുത്തു. അതിലൊരാളാണെങ്കിൽ ഒരു സൂര്യാസ്തമനത്തിൻ്റെ സമയത്ത് ഒരരുവിയുടെ കരയിൽ പാട്ടുപാടുന്ന ഒരു കുരുവിയുടെ പടം വരച്ചു, ഒരു പക്ഷിയുടെ പടം വരച്ചു. A bird is singing song during the time of sunset at a calm atmosphere, singing beautiful song. The other person drew another picture. എന്താണെന്നറിയോ? വലിയ കൊടുങ്കാറ്റ് പേമാരി ഉള്ളപ്പോൾ ഒരു പാറയിടുക്കിൽ, ഒരു സമുദ്രത്തിൻ്റെ പാറയിടുക്കിലിരുന്ന് പാട്ടുപാടുന്ന ഒരു പക്ഷി. In the midst of thunderstorms and the rain, heavy rain, there was a bird sitting at a rock and also singing a song. ഈ രണ്ടാമത് വരച്ച ആളിന് സമ്മാനം കിട്ടി. എന്താണെന്നറിയാമോ? If you are willing to sing song in the midst of struggles and wounded situations, that is the real peace. If you are ready to singing song in the midst of your confusions and frightened situations and turmoil situations, that is the real peace. If you are ready to submit yourselves before the Almighty God in the midst of your struggles, that is the real peace that you are experiencing in your life. Here the Jesus Christ showed his hands and side to the disciples that this is the real peace. You selected the private space and your doors were shut and your path was closed. And you selected a private space and though you don't like to go outside. But at the same time, I'm saying that in the midst of these struggles, you should see the miracle of the real peace. He showed his hands to the disciples. He extends his peace to us today, urging us to trust in him completely. Dearly beloved, if you are worrying about your day-to-day life situations, if you are worrying about your sick or illness, and if you are worrying about your turmoil situations, you don't bother about that. Trust in the Almighty God. He is with us. We are saying that Christ is the head of this house, the unseen guest at every meal, and silent listener to every conversation. He is with us. Then why you are worrying? Trust in him and completely surrender yourself before the Almighty God. He will guide you and he will empower and enrich your path in the upcoming days. And you can do a meaningful and a tremendous life in the upcoming days. You know, the children, they are totally surrendering their life to their parents. I have 3 children. They are not worrying about tomorrow and in the upcoming days, because they know that their loving parents will arrange everything for the smooth life for them. They know that their parents will be arranged everything. They trust in their parents. We are praying to the Almighty God that our Father in heaven, God is our Father. Then why you are worrying about your life? You are praying to the Almighty God daily that our Father in heaven, you are considering the Lord Almighty God as your Father. Then why you are worrying about your future days? Dearly beloved, trust in him and he will provide everything what we wanted. Psalms 4:8. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Malayalathi paranjal ellarkum ariya njan samadhanathode ennu paranja malayalam ariyavunnarokke paranja aarku malayalam ariyalla paranja njan samadhanathode kidannurangum nee allo yehove chila vakyangalokke kaanada padikanam ketto senior citizen ne okke njan idupole oru vakyam paranja njangal ivadtha meeting odangane വാക്യത്തിലുണ്ടെല്ലാം, പ്രസംഗം ആവശ്യമില്ല. ഞാൻ സമാധാനത്തോടെ കിടന്നുറങ്ങും. ഫോർ യു അലോൺ ലോർഡ് മേക്ക് മീ ഡ്വെൽ ഇൻ സേഫ്റ്റി. ദർ ആർ 2 tons ഓഫ് പിൽസ് ആർ യൂസിങ് ഇൻ ദി USA ഫോർ സ്ലീപ്പിംഗ്. Sleeping pills are using in the 2 tons. You know, there are 110 millions of people, those who are suffering various kinds of the problems. They can't sleep in USA. There is a study, 110 millions of people, sleepless nights they have. They are using sleeping pills for sleep. But here the psalmist says that njan samadhanathode kadannu urangum. Jaili poli urangiyavarundu priyappettavare, bible vaichu nokkanam. Tatti avanathiye jaili kadannu koorkam valichu kadannu urangiyavarundu. Tatti avilicha tatti tatti vilikanamennundengil para ningal para തട്ടി വിളിക്കണമെന്നുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ വെള്ളം കോരി തലവഴിയോണ് ഒഴിച്ചുണർത്തണമെന്നുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ആ ഉറക്കത്തിൻ്റെ ആഴമൊന്നും ഓർത്തേ. ജയിലിൽ പോലും കൂർക്കം വലിച്ചുറങ്ങിയവരുണ്ട് ഭക്തന്മാർ. ആർ യു റെഡി ടു സബ്മിറ്റ് യുവർ വറീസ് ഇൻ ഗോഡ്? ആൻഡ് ആർ യു റെഡി ടു സബ്മിറ്റ് യുവർ സെൽസ് ബിഫോർ ദി ഓൾ മൈറ്റി ഗോഡ്? ദെൻ ഹി വിൽ ഗീവ് യു റിയൽ പീസ്, ദ പീസ് ഇൻ ദ മിഡ്സ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് യുവർ വറി ആൻഡ് കൺഫ്യൂഷൻസ്. Don't forget that 110 million people are suffering due to the sleeplessness. Next word. How many words I told? 5. Lydia told her, Lydia is ready to pray. Am I correct? So that's why she is concluding my sermon. Okay, 5 words. So when I'm going to say 6th word, that is power. What is that? Jesus Christ showed his presence in the midst of their confusions and offered his peace, and also he provided the power. Boosto bond with you. What was that power? What was that power he provided to disciples? He breathed on them and told, receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He breathed on them and told, receive the Holy Spirit. That is the power. That is the real power. That's why the John Baptist warned the king with this power. And the various prayer warriors, they have been done a good ministry on this earth while keeping this power in their life. That's a real power, power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus breathed on his disciples, imparting the Holy Spirit upon them. This was the foretaste of the empowering they would receive on the way of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit provides us wisdom, strength, guidance to fulfill the mission of Christ has entrusted us. We already meditated that. Holy Spirit empowers us, and Holy Spirit advocates us, and Holy Spirit convicts us about sin and judgment. Do you have the power of Holy Spirit in vulnerable situations? So in the midst of confusions and worries, so if you are a weak people, submit your feeble hands to the able hands of the God. He will provide you Holy Spirit so that you can do a meaningful life on this earth. Lord, provide your Spirit upon us and walk along with us and hold my hands firmly, so that I can move forward with a diligent mind and with a purposeful heart. Jesus Christ empowered the disciples by Holy Spirit's power, power, power. Are you doing a medical checkup for your spiritual man? We are doing a medical checkup regularly. Are you examining your spiritual persons? How is the health? Do you have the power of Holy Spirit to resist all the troubles in your life? All satanic powers, all worldly powers. God, Holy Spirit will empower you and equip you for a meaningful commission and also the duties on this earth, in your families as well as in the societies. Last word. Can you say, what is the last word? We started with a word, what is that? Private space. Am I correct? So this would be? Yes, loud. Public. You are very smart, you know. Yous are very smart. We started with private space. So Jesus Christ empowered them for public mission, public commission, PSC, Public Service Commission. Jesus Christ empowered them for the private commission. They selected the private space, and their doors were shut, and they were confused, and they were frightened. Jewish leaders, they worried. But now Jesus Christ empowered them by his power of the Spirit and empowered them for the public commission. From their public space, God sent them for public service. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. That is the gospel. You know, that is a gospel. Go and spell. As a father send me, I am sending you. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. For continuing his ministry on this earth, Jesus Christ empowered them for a meaningful service. Hallelujah. Public commission. From their private space, Jesus Christ empowered them for public commission. The disciples went to the different part of the world. In the midst of their difficulties, they proclaimed the word of the God, and so many people transformed by their words and by their message. They transformed the society. Thomas Apostle also came to India and proclaimed his words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are Marthoma. Marthoma means Saint Thomas. We are Saint Thomas Christian. We are proudly says that we are Saint Thomas Christian. Where do we get such power? Power from the Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ empowered Thomas. That's why Thomas came to India and proclaimed the word of God. That's why we transform. Our society transformed. And we believed in the Jesus Christ. And now we are experiencing the real power of the Jesus Christ in the midst of our day-to-day life situations. He is equipping us for public service commission. Hallelujah. Public service in family as well as in society and in church. So I am going to conclude my sermon. I introduce you 7 words. Can you say? Private space, protection. What is that? Path. Yes. Then peace. What is that? Presence. Yes. Then power. Then what is the last word? Yes, public commission. These are the 7 P that we meditated today. Jesus Christ empowered them in their life situations and appointed them for great commission. God bless you all. Now,